Hey friends, Jesse here. You know, my parents are two of the most important and largest influences for me. My mom told me to always trust your intuition, your gut, your heart, however you want to call it. And that's very true. Sometimes, though, we're too afraid to listen to it. Our intuition will pull us in one direction and tell us something, but fear and doubt or lack of confidence gets in the way. A lot of the times, those things are caused by our previous experience. My dad once asked me how you spell faith. And me being the type of person I am and how I think, I started to literally spell F-A-I-T, and then he stopped me. He says, no, you spell faith R-I-S-K. And those two lessons and bits of wisdom go hand in hand. It's important to learn to trust and listen to your intuition, and then take the risk to follow that. Risk is scary, but it's also very rewarding. You know, if we don't take those risks, then we end up just getting stuck and spinning our wheels. Don't be afraid. Well, actually, you know what? It's okay to be afraid. But don't let that stop you. Something that my folks have also taught me is that anything and anyone that enriches your life is worth pursuing. And that can be scary too. A few years ago, I was working in the IT field. And I ended up in IT because I lost my job doing what I do now, which is luthier, and that's I build and repair stringed instruments. Anyway, at that time, I needed a full-time job desperately because I had two small children and a wife at home, and it's difficult on a single income when you've got two kids and bills. So, my ex-wife ended up helping me get a job where she worked, and that was with an IT help desk company. And I stayed in that industry for several years. And to be honest with you, I hated it. Could not stand it. It sucked the life out of me. It was awful. Nothing against you guys in IT. You do great jobs. But for me, it wasn't good. It wasn't fulfilling. It just sucked the life out of me. Well, in 2019, I ended up getting let go from the company I was working for at the time. And at that time, I had a choice. I could stay in that field and work at a desk more, or I could make a change. And the passion inside of me, that fire that burns for what I do now, was building and building. And I made the decision that I was not going to sit behind a desk anymore. And so I decided that I was going to just work for myself. And that's what I did. And I took that risk, and it was scary. It was very scary. But I did it, and it's been rewarding. I work with one of the kindest, smartest, and excellent vintage guitar dealers in the world. I have great design ideas. I've been able to take things that I've dreamt up in my head and create them. And it has been the best decision I've ever made professionally. So that was a huge risk for me to take, because I could have fallen flat on my face and ended up broke, just completely failed. But I didn't. I trusted my intuition, and I took that risk, and I'm very thankful that I did. So listen to your gut, trust your intuition, and take the risk. It's worth it. So when you're standing there, you're looking off that cliff, and your gut says, step off. It'll be okay. But your little fragile ego is saying, no. Step back and be safe. Well, stepping back and being safe and getting stuck in your comfort zone, that's not going to lead you anywhere. It's just going to keep you in the same place. So take a deep breath, close your eyes, and take that step forward. It's worth it. Take a chance. Take a risk. Do something that you've dreamt of and never done. Just do it. And I'm not getting paid by a shoe company to say that. But trust me, take the risk. Trust your intuition. Be well, be grace, be love, and be peace. Until next time.